Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this special show today. My guest is Gail Powell. She's an intuitive astrologer, artist, and fine jewelry designer. Today, we're going to be talking about the upcoming winter solstice and other astrological happenings. You can find out more about Gail by visiting her website, which is www.divinemystic.com. And I have a direct link to her website in the show page description. And you can also join Gail on Facebook, and the link to her Facebook page is also there. And also, if you would like to schedule your private reading on the upcoming new year, go ahead and send Gail an email at divinemystic@gmail.com. And again, all of that information is in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Gail. Hey, Gail.
Hi, Robert.
Thank you. My pleasure. I am sitting down. I have a feeling this is going to be a jam-packed show. So,
yeah, there's a lot happening with the new moon and the winter solstice, and then the full moon on Christmas Day.
Oh my gosh!
And it's, there's a lot. You know, that's really causing us to do some time for reflecting. It really is a time to be reflecting.
Yeah, well, especially during the holidays too, that tends to be the case. So now it's going to be obviously a little bit more intense than normal. So where shall we start? Where's the first thing you want to start with?
Well, you know, there's definite themes that work through what I'm going to share with you today, and. It is really, like I said earlier, a time of reflecting, and it's really like a time for us to be asking ourselves, how do we want to live? Because, you know, where we've been putting our attention and our focus and all of that, it's like time to look and see if that's still working for us. And it's really an interesting time with the new moon. We have a lot of the same kinds of transits and stuff going on between the new moon and the winter solstice, which will take us into the next 3 months, and also the full moon. And the new moon was in Sag, which was starting us off for this month, these next 4 weeks, which was on December 11th, in the Pacific time zone. I don't know about down under.
Mm-hmm.
But broader, more, it really brings us a broader, more expanded view of our lives, and it helps us believe we can do what is ever necessary to move our lives forward. So that's a nice thing. And then the reality check comes in of, trying to create change, or, you know, we've been going through a lot of testing in the last 4 years, both the Uranus and Pluto square. And that intenseness has kicked off again, as you can see with the terrorist acts and all the things that were going on with that. And what really set that all off was because that's been going on for 4 years. The orb gets tighter between Uranus and Pluto, and then it backs away again, but now it's getting tighter again, and so there's more intensity felt. But Mars moved into a T-square with Uranus and Pluto, so Pluto is like an atomic bomb, and Uranus is like, you know, enlightenment and new ideas, new awarenesses. So the new is really wanting to try and change the old, outdated ways that aren't working for us on very deep levels. And this is on all levels in the universe. So it's Mars moved into that, which then set off people actually taking actions. And it's like the people, they're just showing us in all areas of our life, the people that are really out of love with themselves and out of love with others and the world and the universe, it's really being brought to light. and it's really pulling a lot of people together.
Yeah, well, so we can obviously see that. I'm sorry, we can see that obviously in the political realm. I mean, where, you know, that is, there is all of that vitriol that's being spewed, you know, and it's, I mean, and it seems to be coalescing people for and against, you know. I mean, it really is a real motivator.
Yeah, it's, this energy really is a real motivator. So you can see how it works on the higher and lower, you know, the lower levels of energy. And for those of us that have really been working with this energy for a while, it's really a time to really cause us to take action, to do the things that we need to do in order to move our lives forward. And the only thing that's really been blocking us from knowing who we truly are is our wounding. And we've been letting the past pain block our true views of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So all this is a part of this energy of really forcing us to take a hard look at what's working for us, what's not working for us, and really moving into a position to set off and take actions and do the things that come up in our lives that force us to do and change. So
yeah.
Some things are leaving now and new things are coming in. Have you noticed that in your life?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's definitely the case. And also, isn't the new moon generally a time when you have new beginnings, that kind of thing, or that you really kind of want to set your intentions as well?
You do. You do want to set and plant your seeds with the new moon. And then full light comes to them, the seeds that you plant at the full moon. But they continue to go and close down until the new moon starts again in January. But what is interesting with this particular energy is at the same time, we have the winter solstice in there, and that energy is going to last for the next 3 months. And that's on the 21st of December in the upper hemispheres.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really carries a lot of this energy and what we're going to talk about today through these next few months. So people that are Sagittariuses, Geminis, Pisces, Virgos, they're going to feel a lot of this energy the strongest since Saturn's gone into Sag. But people, this is more than just your sun sign. Other people can have planets in these signs, and you can be affected by wherever this is in your chart. So I'm just wanting to mention that with people. So it's not just
Oh, that's sun. Good, because I was wondering, because I got that Pisces sun, you know, and the Sag rising, so
right.
It's probably going to hit me hard.
It's just going to be a reality check time and time for you to reflect on how do you want to live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, you know, where you put your focus, time, and your energy is where it's going to flow. And so I'm not kidding. This can be a very interesting time because we're really being forced to stretch ourselves right now. And you know when a muscle's really tight and you start to force it, I mean, you know, to stretch it, it can get pinchy. It gets, like, tight. And it doesn't always feel the best, you know, but you know it's for your best. Good to do it.
yeah. You know, those muscles, especially if they haven't been used in a while and you start using them, then, yeah, you can feel the pain, no doubt.
Yeah, there's some parts of our, the truth of who we are that we haven't really used at all because we've just been living by our patterning and what was handed to us from the families and cultures and the programmed conditioning. And we really can't live like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. So now, you said that Saturn is moving into Sagittarius during this winter solstice period?
Yeah, it's gone into Sagittarius. I think it was like September for the final time, but I'd have to look because I've been looking at a lot of stuff today. But it was right around that time frame. And so all the Scorpios and the fixed signs and the Taurus, they were going through it when Sag was going through Scorpio. We were all feeling that, don't get me wrong. I mean, it affects everybody, but it just has more power sometimes when it's hitting direct degrees of your planets or
mm-hmm.
whatever kind of relationship it's making with those planets and signs. So anyways, but it's just an interesting time with that Saturn in Sag that we're really having to take a look at our belief systems and, you know, what's in excess in our lives and paring down and letting go and only keeping what we really need and what's important to us.
Okay.
The Sag can tend to expand and want a lot. And so with Saturn there, it's like saying, well, it's really time for you to look at your belief systems, see what belief systems you have are working for you. Just don't run with them because they were handed to you a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and now it's like time to really focus on really what might have worked for you before isn't going to be working for you now. So we really have to take the time to reflect and look at this stuff. And
okay. Well, this is a perfect time of year for that.
It
as we
is.
Close
it
down
works
the year.
Out really mm-hmm. well, you know. And so it's really important for us to stay open and heart-centered to do this work that I'm talking about today. And so it's like peace is an inside job, and on many levels actually has nothing to do with what's going on outside of us. And so we really have to take the time and reflect, how do we want to live? You know, how can we stay in peace in our heart center? Even though things could be crazy around us, we can still stay at peace inside and still, you know, get everything done we need to get done. There's ways to do
mm-hmm.
this. It's really about your belief systems, what you're thinking, what you're believing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just such an interesting time right now. So at the same time, we're really having to look at our patterning, and we're really being asked to fix it. And if we aren't, many of us are going to be pushed down to get, you know, the attention of, hey, this isn't really looking for you. You can't really keep doing this. And it is work, but it's like we really can't go back now because we know that to do this work brings freedom into our lives, and the alternative really doesn't sit too well.
Yeah. So from what I understand then right now is that we're going to be having this period of reflecting on our belief systems, what's looking at what's working for us, what's not working for us, the different types of patterns in our lives that are not working, and then taking actions to shift those. And if we aren't actively doing that, then we're going to get thumped to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's really best to work with this energy instead of fighting it. So
okay. Mm-hmm.
That's just like a warning sign to the show.
Okay.
But relationships are really important right now, too, on all of these charts. Relationships is coming up. And it's really not just relationships. It's relationships with self, but also with others, and also honoring, you know, our feelings and values and are important, and honoring those feelings that we might not have ever honored before or listened to or allowed ourselves to express. We really need to,
mm-hmm.
to really understand what we're feeling and honoring us. It's not like you have to get caught up and go down the dark rabbit hole with it, but don't try to, you know, shift or stuff them down and act like they're not there, because then they have more power in our lives than we ever want them to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
all right. Okay, so, and now this is during this upcoming 3-month period from the winter solstice up to the spring equinox period?
Right.
Okay.
We're really,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's really causing us to look at the foundation of our lives and what structures our lives are built on. And we're really having to replace the weak parts, and, you know, and they're being replaced by new awarenesses and new actions that we have to facilitate the change in our lives.
Hmm. Okay. All right. It seems like this year has been, you know, and we've talked during each of the quarters. It seems like this has been a full year of this, of reflection, adjustments, and, you know, basically shifting our belief systems. I mean that seems like, is that am I reading that right?
Absolutely.
That this year has been? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it absolutely is. And we're really being challenged right now specifically to really face our fears so we can move forward, because we've been going through a lot of the grinding so that we could really see what was broken and not working, and what we were carrying around that really wasn't the truth of who we are, and trying to shed a lot of this and letting a lot of it go and doing a lot of releasing and decluttering in our lives. And it can be a really painful process, but we're really replacing it with strong beliefs now that are the truth of who we are. And like we said before, it's like using those muscles you haven't used, and we have to put intention and action to develop and nurture our new understandings about ourselves and our lives and how we want to live.
Yeah. You know, just if we can talk a little bit more about the releasing and decluttering, you know, because it seems that, you know, many people that I've spoken with over the year have really had a lot of releasing being done. You know, and a lot of times it's been not through their actions. I mean, you know, people who have had people leave their life, people whose jobs have just kind of shriveled up. I just got an email from a publicist a couple of days ago. Just her basic one was, just want to let you know, I'm unexpectedly not employed anymore with such and such. I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is, you know, and it was, and I know that was one thing that she did not see coming, because I've talked to her very recently, you know. So, I mean, it just seems that there's just a lot of this, you know, that whole releasing thing going on. And sometimes it's difficult, it seems, for people to release, because there's, you know, it kind of feeds in then to that fear of, if I release this, then, you know, what's to follow?
It's like we were talking earlier, when something's leaving your life like that, there's a reason that it's leaving and why it's not working. And a lot of times we don't really look at if things are working for us or not. We just keep doing what we're doing, and we're not always listening to our soul's call. And so things happen in our lives. If we don't, you know, and things happen like that end up to be really big blessings, because then we have to take a step back and really start doing some reflecting and soul searching. And this is happening for a lot of people right now, to really help them to be open for new things to come in. And there's a lot of new coming in, but we're not still exactly sure what's all right for us yet. So we're still kind of in this mode of the releasing and the decluttering, feeling and seeing the new out there, but not exactly sure what's working for us in that area or not. And that could take until February to May for some people of next year.
Wow, okay.
So that's
quite a period of uncertainty there, you know. So, but
yeah,
I guess,
but, you know, when
you
stop and think about a human baby takes 9 months to birth. So
right. Yeah.
Many of us are birthing brand new ways of living for ourselves.
Yeah.
And how
many
years have we spent? And how deep do these belief systems go? And you think that you've just taken care of them, and then another whole deeper layer comes up that you now see you have to, you know, release. And it's usually through painful experiences to really start to realize how to take care of ourselves, what's important to you, what's right relationship with myself. I mean, you can just go on down the list.
Yeah. Now when it comes to decluttering, is this exactly kind of, what is that all about?
It's really about like what I was just saying, where you really
decluttering the mind,
you know,
or even the physical
aspect
as well.
It's on all levels, because we need to lighten our loads on all levels and not be carrying around our past pains, because they block us from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
and they block us from having the true view of really who we are. So that pain has to be brought up and healed and transformed, not rejected, not put in a trash can. It has to be brought up and dealt with like it's a dragon hiding in the closet that's causing us so much fear that we can't even see really who we are.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, that the whole idea of repressing, you know, of repression, you know, really doesn't work. You know, things do kind of pop up in all different kinds of ways too. So, you know, it is important. And I think, you know, for people out there who, you know, have these particular fears or the feeling of uncertainty, I think one of the key points that you mentioned is transformation, is to kind of embrace the feeling, recognize it's there, and then transform it into something positive. You know, that way it's no longer holding you back, but instead it really kind of pushes you forward.
Right. It does. It does push us forward. It's the pain is an impetus to do some kind of change, but change is always scary. And but this Uranus-Pluto square is going to continue its grind, and with Mars in the mix of it now, Mars really causes us to take action. So that's why we're seeing all the terrorists pop up again and all that stuff going on, and that will continue until spring, early summer. So, it, you know, it's just an outward reflection of what's going on inside of a lot of people.
Okay, yeah.
And really how we're out of love with ourselves and where we really have to start to take a deep look at, you know, really how do we want to live? What have we been just settling for? You know, all these things. And when we lose jobs or we lose relationships, it's really like a death. I mean, there has to be some kind of death for the new to come in.
Right, yeah, yeah. And that's like the decluttering, too. In order to make room for something new to come in, it's kind of like you only got a certain amount of space, you know, available to fill. And, you know, if you really want something new and exciting, you kind of have to make the space for it.
So it's really a time for the expanded thinking and broader views and visions and dreams for our lives are possible, and we can heal our wounded bits so we can move forward. If we really have this opportunity now, but it's taking all of us, you know, doing that stretching, feeling the pinch, and doing our work. And each one of us that does that is helping raise the vibrational frequency of our world and universe and our own lives.
Yeah, it, you know, it seems that, you know, once you work, or once one works through, you know, these issues, puts the past to rest, looks forward to the future, that it really does seem to ripple out and affect the people around you. Now, there will be people who will be Debbie Downers, you know, maybe the kind that you need to release from your circle. But there will also be people who will just resonate with some of the things that you're doing and kind of, you know, vibrate upward.
Right. Absolutely. You know, that's the thing is it's time with this to really be in right relationship with ourselves and others. So that means being around like-minded people and where we're resonating and who we're resonating with and going where we're loved and appreciated. And it does help to have support going through all this right now and being with people that are there to support you and giving less time and attention to the ones that aren't.
Yeah, very much for you know, I mean, it seems, you know, this is really coming at a perfect time because the end of the year is a really great time to clean house, to kind of to reflect on the year, what you've accomplished, what you had hoped to accomplish but maybe didn't, and maybe even some of the things that you did that weren't even in your radar, you know. So I think it's a great time to be able to, get set and ready to start 2016 with optimism.
You know, that's a really important thing as far as not being on your radar, and what you're saying is true. It's like this doesn't always happen in the way that we expect it to happen. So that's why we really have to remain open for new things that come into our life, and watching and observing of what doors open and walking through them and seeing if they're right for us or not. And if they're not, then going back out and going into a different door. But it's really important to show up and to stay in the flow of what's happening every day, instead of only staying in the flow of how you want it to happen or what you expect it to be. That is not going to work well right now.
Yeah, you know, and that's the one thing that, you know, when it comes time to, you know, for people out there who are getting all set to ready to make their New Year's resolutions, you know, just to keep in mind that, you know, there are just so many things that you can't even think about right now that are opportunities that are going to happen. And just, like you say, be open to it. Recognize, you know, if you're in the present, you know, there may be an opportunity that'll just fall into your lap. You know, and you have to be able to, like you said, be there and also take action with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really just an important time to deal with whatever's coming up and be open, like you said, to things coming up that we would never expect and from where. And it's really exciting, you know, how things can just come out of nowhere that you never expected. But if you're not open to it, it won't happen. Or if you're living with the old world view of yourself, then it's not going to happen either, because you're blocking yourself from moving forward. So it's definitely a time for everybody to be in process of taking actions to
Absolutely.
Move themselves forward.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we're about halfway through the show, guest, so I want to take just a quick break and then invite anyone, if you have any questions that you would like to ask Gail, feel free to call in at 619-789-4359. Or for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions that you would like for me to pose to Gail, feel free to type it in there. And then we'll just pick it up, Gail, right after this real brief break, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store, where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high-quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great, all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me, and I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts and the work of our special radio guests.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us again today. My very special guest is intuitive astrologer Gail Powell, and we're talking about the winter solstice, the recent new moon, upcoming full moon. Again, you can find out more about Gail, not only about her astrology, but also she's an amazing artist and also a fine jewelry designer. You can find out more about all of those by visiting her website, which is www.divinemystic.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. And also, you can join Gail on Facebook, and that link is also in the description. And if you would like to go ahead and schedule your private reading from Gail regarding the upcoming new year, you can contact her through her email, which is divinemystic@gmail.com. Again, all of that information is in the show page description. Okay, so with that, we're back, Gail.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Great. Okay, I was just sitting here reflecting.
Right, I know.
Oh, goodness. So, okay, so anyway, where we left off, you know, we're talking about, the winter solstice and also the full moon. Now, the full moon, he says, on Christmas Day, isn't that unusual that we have a full moon on Christmas Day?
It is unusual. I don't know exactly how often that happens,
yeah.
But it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it should be a good one. I mean, that's a perfect time. Now, with the full moon, where the new moon is kind of setting the seeds, and the full moon is the completion of that particular cycle?
Yeah, it brings full light to whatever it is of the seeds
okay.
that you planted. So it doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that it would, you know, if you start a project, you put it in when the dark of the night, and then
mm-hmm.
you know, then you have more full light on it, and that's basically how it works. And then the next 2 weeks, it kind of like winds back down again. It's kind of like, I like how Robert Wilkinson says they're like the new moon and full moon are like God's footprints in time.
Oh,
so,
how interesting! Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah, I really like that, and. It really helps us take a moment, you know, to again reflect on what seeds we want to plant, you know, and then, you know, see what's working at the full moon and really, you know, what the full light is on what we planted. And
mm-hmm.
do we want to go forward with it or do we want to, you know, wind down? And then those next 2 weeks are just like I said, a closing out period
mm-hmm.
of what we set in motion at the new moon. And then we
yeah.
start all over again with the moon
okay.
cycles.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So you said that there were several themes. What would be another theme, maybe of what is currently going on, or maybe what we can expect, you know, during this next 3 month period.
Well, part of the thing is really, you know, with all the stuff that we've talked about earlier, as
mm-hmm.
far as looking at the patterning and seeing
mm-hmm.
who the truth really who we are. It's really about starting to see and understand that we are co-creators of our universe and we deserve
mm-hmm.
to live well. And
yeah.
it's taking us into some really deep thinking. And creativity is really important in our lives for us, whatever form that takes for people, because it really aids in healing. And
yeah.
moving our bodies right now, you know, some kind of exercise, but movement is important to move this energy up and out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it seems that, you know, several of the shows that I've had over the last couple months have really, a lot of them have touched on, you know, creativity and the need to express that, you know, and it seems like it's like a natural, not only a natural stress reliever, but it also seems to tap into, like that essence of who we are, like you mentioned, you know. So it seems like no matter
mm-hmm.
what form that creativity takes, it's us getting in touch with our inner best self.
Right. I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And that's why it really aids in the healing, and that's why it's so important in our school systems for kids and everything. But especially for adults, it's important for everybody. And
yeah.
one thing I did want to say, in this winter solstice chart, along with the challenges and the reflecting, is there's a grand trine going on in the winter solstice chart, and it's going to really affect our emotions and our beliefs and mental clarity, and it can help us flow into doing our mental clearing and loving ourselves so we can come into right relationship with ourselves and our lives will flow from that resonance instead of a broken alignment, so between
mm-hmm.
our higher selves and our soul. So that's a pretty cool energy to be having happen with all the other challenges and tensions that are going on right now.
Yeah, now in this trine, as you said, is over this next 3 month period, during the solstice,
mm-hmm.
yeah, 3 months, I'm sorry, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the rewards
okay.
are really there for us to reap right now in doing this work and really there's a flow there that can help us.
Okay.
Kind of the way out of all the tension. And, you know, that could just be dealing with your emotions and honoring them and, you know, meditating, looking at your belief systems, and really it's freedom to release the things that aren't true about yourself.
Yeah.
About ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've personally been doing a lot of that. I mean, I've gotten several more, several of the books I'm reading right now of like an upcoming shows. There's a lot of that really hitting at, identifying, the belief systems that aren't working, also shifting them, trying to plant those seeds for something better, and it just seems like right now it's a natural thing to be doing.
Yeah, and it's like the ego's got to be silenced now, and because it wants to keep things status quo, so it tells us things to keep doing that we've already been doing because, well, it's worked for us in the past, why should we change it now? But the reality of that is that when we live like that, we're not really living to our fullest, and it's just okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really has its place to help us maintain and go out into the world, the ego does, but it's got to be under the guidance of our higher self and what's best for us. And everything we need is inside of us, and people have got to quit looking outside to get their needs met. This just leads to dissatisfaction and sets us up for disappointment because no one can know us or take care of us like we do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it seems that once we get that focus on self cleared, then from that, then all of the other stuff would then fall into place.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then we're not like, here's the thing that happens, especially in relationships, because when we're dealing from our wounding, they're mm-hmm. a mirror to us. And so we don't really want that mirror. We want to just be the observer, and we don't want to react. We want to act from our higher truth and the truth of who we are. So in order to get to that place, we have to face these belief systems and the wounds and fix them so that we're not reacting and just, because that mm-hmm. just really gets boring after a while. It's just like being on a merry-go-round.
Yeah, it's that old pattern, the Einstein thing of doing the same thing expecting different results. But there was a woman I spoke with on yesterday's show, and we were talking about, that very thing, that it's just, the idea of, having a button pushed and reacting rather than taking a few moments and making a conscious choice about how we want to respond. So it's more, responding rather than reacting.
Yes, this is a part of the theme right now because we really have to see where we're reacting and where we get triggered
mm-hmm,
and where
mm-hmm.
the relationship's being a mirror to us and really take responsibility for that instead of projecting it onto all the other people.
Yeah.
That's just not going to work.
No. Okay. So, boy. Okay. So it seems like, this year, we've had a lot of work to do. But it seems also that, once we do that, we get clear on our beliefs, we shed and release, the mistaken, belief systems, the self-limiting and, beliefs that we have, then once that happens, then that opens us up to a whole lot more possibilities. So for the people listening, anytime, I guess maybe the key words from now to the end of the year or for the next 3 months is release and create room for the new.
Right.
Okay.
Definitely. And to be reflecting and really ask yourself, how do you want to live? And, it's today is the next day for the rest of our lives. So it's time for us to start to be fixing our lives and being the co-creator of our universe that we want to make it to be. And where we put our attention and energy is really, really important, always. Because that's, you know, where everything flows to in our lives.
Okay. Well, and, one of the things that I really wanted people to get from today's show is, an idea of how to, how to kind of be aware of, what happened in the year, that whole reflective process. We, at the end of the year, you always have the year in review, from everything. Even Facebook has that right now, year in review. And it's kind of like, to be able to use that and then springboard, to starting fresh, starting, brand new thinking, brand new action, brand new life.
That's exactly what's going on right now. And I really want people to understand that there is a lot of feelings of new things coming in, and you might not know exactly what are the right new things yet. So just be okay with that. We don't always have to know every step of every detail, because we just really need to stay open for spirit to let it flow like it's supposed to. There's always some nuance or something that we're learning from whatever's coming into our life. So in this full moon coming in on Christmas Day, it's going to be in Cancer. And that's a really nurturing and caring moon, which is really nice. And feelings, people will really be feeling feelings, and they're really important in a Cancer moon. Sometimes people can get over emotional, but it's just still a nice, warm, nurturing, caring moon for Christmas Day. That's nice.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. But I think that'll be...
we still have all the other things going on, that I've been talking about.
Right.
But it's a nice little added... agenda to that particular full moon day.
Yeah, an injection of warmth.
The things right now really are, things definitely are being weeded out of our lives. And things are going to get way worse if we resist this energy.
Right.
And I just want to reiterate, it can take until, February, May, for some people to see this shift or to feel complete, understanding about the new things coming in. Or even which direction to take. I think that's important.
Okay. Well, good. One of the things that I've been focusing on too is shifting. Is really working on the belief system. In a way, it's frustrating because the belief systems, they're the basis that from our decision making. We make our decisions based on our beliefs. So in one way, it's frustrating, to be working on something that is so, it's kind of like you don't really see them, so it's kind of like you have to work on them first before you see the outward, response to the work. And at least for me, that's frustrating. To me, that's one thing that, I'm going to go ahead and shift this belief system, and I want it to, immediately, manifest outward.
Reflect out in the world. The thing that's interesting like that, though, is usually there's something that's still, like, at a core level that is still,
nagging.
Yes. Creating the misalignment. Even though in our mind we might know better, there's still some kind of, belief system at a deeper level that we still feel we're less than or we can't do that, but we really can't. And so this is all of where the deep reflecting, going, the deep thinking, the this is not really a time that we're going to be flitting from one thing to another, because there's going to be a lot of deep healing of wounding and deep wounding coming up and out if we do this work.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just going to be like ripping us raw open.
Right.
And it's
so
going
now,
to be ripping us raw open, but at least
yeah.
we know that it's for a good reason and that we're starting to take care of ourselves and doing what we need to do.
Yeah.
And that's a positive
so now,
feeling inside.
Yeah. So now, you know, when we talk about wounding, what are some manifestations of that? I mean, how would I know if I'm out there, how would I know that there is something in my life that's a wound that is surfacing? Is it just something
if
that...
If you're feeling unhappy
mm-hmm.
or
okay.
you know, upset or anything
mm-hmm.
that is out of a state of joy and inner peace,
there's
okay. something that has to be looked at inside of you of why do you feel like that and what's setting
mm-hmm.
it off.
Yeah, okay. Now,
and what am
I
fearing? A lot of people don't even know what they fear, and they just respond from fear. And it goes back to, again, reacting and getting upset about, you know, certain things with certain people instead of stepping back and really just, you know, acting, you know, from a higher point of view where you're not caught up in whatever they're, you know, throwing at you and just reacting
right.
to it. When we're just reacting, there's a wound. If we're triggered,
okay.
there's a wound.
Mm-hmm.
If we project
okay.
onto other people, there's a wound. We have to do emotional clearing to get rid of all that.
Okay. Now, I was with a group a couple of days ago, and there's two people there who both had indicated that they were experiencing kind of a free-floating, kind of like a light depression, you know, that kind of thing. Couldn't put their finger on it. Is that the kind of thing that, that is also maybe a symptom showing that there is something there to be looked at?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Just definitely all there for us to pay attention to. The signs are there. We just have to pay attention to them. And here's the deal. It's like we're needing to learn to not react, like I said earlier, to our conditioned responses, but act according to our wise self. And responding by habit is a pretty lazy way to live, and it's just okay. We aren't really living to our fullest potential. And we are blocking new input from source, God, all that is, whatever that is to you, and from being shown where we need to stretch ourselves and how do we respond differently, how do we act differently, how do we think differently, and how do we make room for the new in our lives, especially coming into the new year energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You also want to look and see what you're avoiding. You can't do the same old thing and expect something different.
Right, right. Okay, boy. So it seems like it's a period of confronting and embracing and transforming.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a lot right now. Embracing, transforming, stretching, opening up to the new, staying heart centered. You know, really looking to see where you hurt or why you hurt and what's at the core of that really for you, because it's really never usually about what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to go deeper, because when you respond to something and it's over the top to what's being, you know, thrown at you, there's a wounding there that has to be delved into so that that doesn't continue to just cause you to react and not really be in resonance with who you are at your soul level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like there's just a period of shift and change, you know, and you know, this is, like I say, I know this has been going on all year long, and it's tiring, you know, it's one of those things where,
yeah,
you know, but, you know, even though it's tiring, it's also freeing, you know, so it's kind of like a, I mean, almost a double-edged sword in a way, you know, that it, you know, it takes work and, you know, confronting and shifting and changing, you know, it can, seems to, in one way, deplete your energy, but then again, it also, once that stuff is gone, it's like, oh, thank God, now I can breathe, and, you know, then it also gives you glimpses of things that can energize you.
Right. Well, that's part of the whole package, because carrying all that around really does deplete our energy, and dealing with all that old stuff and staying in the old cycles and the old ways of responding really does deplete our energy. And so having to really look at it takes energy as well. But then coming to the realizations and the new awarenesses that we're getting about why they're not working for us and who we really are, what we're really capable of, then that's lightning, because that is in alignment with your higher self and the source, God's source, and that's where our energy flows from.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, you know, this is one of those things where from your intuitive gut, gosh, we're down to 7 minutes. I didn't realize we were so far along. From your intuitive gut feeling, what does 2016 look like for you? Do you think that it would look like for us? Or, you know, I'm sure it probably is depending on the individual, but in general, the energy of 2016, what's your gut telling you?
My sense is the people that have been doing this work and really looking at what's working in their lives and not working in their lives and really doing the work to clear these emotional responses out of their lives, this year has really been a deep year of deep healing, as you were saying. And we've been doing exactly what we need to be doing, and we need to be really proud of ourselves for doing this. And as I look into 2016, I see it as a year where we really start to move into the work that we came here to do, and new opportunities and new things opening up. Like I was saying, there's a lot of people feeling a lot of openings and new things coming in. They're just not exactly sure, but I see that starting to launch off in 2016, depending on the person's chart and their own work level and what, you know, they can accomplish, and, you know, they figure out how they want to live and they put their energy and focus and time into those areas, things are really going to shift for a lot of people for, you know, for better lives and better ways of living.
Well, that's encouraging. You know, that really is. You know, that's the one thing that it was my hope, you know, that, you know, working through, because, I mean, it has been a really rough year for a lot of folks. I mean, I know quite a few who have just indicated that it's just been tough, you know, and the things that they have encountered. You know, I mean, there have been people I know who have had, you know, multiple deaths within their immediate circle. I mean, and it was like boom, boom, boom. And, you know, and of course that, you know, completely shifts one's perspective of life, you know, not taking it for granted, living it to its fullest, you know, wondering, you know, what's happening with all these people leaving me, you know, rather than, you know, kind of recognizing that the strength is within, you know, that kind of thing.
There is some grief that's happening with this, though, because a lot of us are letting go of things, and we know we're excited that there's new coming in, but there's still some grief and feelings of loss with the old. And so we really have to be okay and honor all of these things, all of these feelings. And like I said, not stuffing them, not acting like they're not there, but you know, continuing to do and move forward into what's really for our highest good.
Yeah, very
and
much.
I think it's very cool to just really leave yourself open for spirit to bring in and ask for, you know my heart's desires and what I need. So, you know, you bring it in, what I need. And then you just kind of give it to God, and you don't have to keep going over it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, there was one book that I'm reading right now is called Feel Free to Prosper. It's a woman who's going to be on next month, and in it, one of it, what, you know, it was kind of like, you know, if you really don't know what it is that you want specifically, you know, in your life, then focus on the elements, like, you know, maybe for me it might be travel, you know, or speaking, mm-hmm. or freedom, or, you know, those kinds of elements, and just say, this is what I want to experience. You go ahead and shape it and present it in however you feel is best for me, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and it's great because it kind of leaves it open. It's like, you know, I don't have to, you know, set the parameters or try and decide, you know, exactly what's that going to look like, because most of the time when we do that, I think, you know, we kind of either shortchange ourselves or we're just totally off the mark.
Right. And,
yeah.
You know, the one thing, too, that people need to realize is it's not always easy to do the new. I mean, it can be really difficult because we really push ourselves out of our comfort zone. But
yeah.
We're right on point, and we need to keep doing it. And we need to, you know,
yeah.
give ourselves pats on the back for doing it. And that's where the support from others can really be helpful. And
mm-hmm.
And just really checking in where we are every day.
Exactly. Okay. Well, this has really been great, Gail. You know, I really appreciate you coming and talking to us about this. You know, it's I think there's a lot of the information you gave is really helpful for people out there to be able to use this time period, this next 3 months, you know, maximizing that solstice to equinox period that we're going to be coming into in the end of the year, the beginning of the year. Lots of things to think about, and I know that you've got a lot of things that are probably going to be coming up in your world, brand new and exciting. So, you know, I'm sure that I'm looking forward to seeing what those are for you as well.
I know. It's going to be an interesting year.
Exactly. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing your insight with us, and we look forward to talking again.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Thanks. Again,
bye-bye.
Everyone, today, Again, everyone, today, my very special guest has been intuitive astrologer Gail Powell. She's also a wonderful artist and fine jewelry designer. You can find out more about Gail by visiting her website, which is www.divinemystic.com. Again, there is a direct link to her website in the show page description. And also, you can join her on Facebook. Her Facebook page is listed in the description. And do go ahead and schedule your private reading for the upcoming year with Gail, and you can email her at divinemystic@gmail.com. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show, and until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.